This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking online from Geneva Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives if they're considering reopening their economies to everyday activities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. He offered four essential things for all countries, cities, and individuals to observe to bring the virus under control: preventing large gatherings at stadiums and nightclubs, rigorous testing, contact tracing, and isolation. The Global Health Agency is also sounding a word of caution over the race to produce a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19. In response to remarks by Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that the agency would consider authorizing an emergency use of a vaccine before its late-stage human trials are complete. A new survey from the World Economic Forum reveals that about 74% of all adults around the world said they would receive a coronavirus vaccine if one became available. China was the country most enthusiastic about a vaccine, with 97% in support, while people in Russia were the least enthusiastic, with just 54% expressing a willingness to be vaccinated. In the United States, about 67% said they would get the vaccine. As of Tuesday, the total number of coronavirus cases around the world stands at more than 25 million, with more than 852,000 deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Tracking Project. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited a United Arab Emirates airbase on Tuesday, where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi. It's the thorniest issue in the Emirates' newly